Welcome to Preston Bradley Hall in Chicago's Cultural Center for another Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert broadcast. This free weekly series, inspired by the concerts organized by Dame Myra Hess in World War II London, was started in Chicago in 1977 by the late Al Booth, founder of the International Music Foundation, and now is managed by the foundation's executive director, Anne Murray. Today's concert is made possible by generous grants from the A.N. and Pearl G. Barnett Family Foundation and the Peggy and Steve Fawcett Foundation. This series is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works. These broadcasts on 98.7 WFMT are presented by the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Today's guest artists, members of Fifth House Ensemble. They have sent a string quartet today, but it's violin, viola, cello, and double bass. Their program will begin with just two of them, playing Johann Halvorsen's Passacaglia for violin and cello, based on a theme by Handel, and then all four joining for I Chrysantemi, the Chrysanthemums, by Puccini, and then the major work will be the String Quartet No. 9 by Dmitri Shostakovich. And now coming on stage here at Preston Bradley Hall, two members of Fifth House Ensemble, violinist Andrew Williams and cellist Haureen Koshak. They will play the Passacaglia by Johann Halvorsen, which was based on a melody from Handel's harpsichord suite No. 7 in G minor. Thank you. Passacaglia for violin and cello by Johann Halvorsen, his arrangement of a melody from Handel's Harpsichord Suite in G minor. We heard two members of Fifth House Ensemble, Andrew Williams, violin, and Herine Koschak, cello. In just a moment, they will be joined by two more members of Fifth House Ensemble, violist Clark Carruth and double bass player Eric Snoza. Next on the program will be the version for string quartet of Chrysanthemums by Giacomo Puccini. Fifth House Ensemble is a very versatile and dynamic group based in Chicago, praised by the New York Times for its conviction, authority, and finesse. They pioneered the art of what they call narrative chamber music with its signature series Black Violet, The Weaver's Tale, and In Transit. Recent performances by Fifth House include the Eastman School of Music at Yale, the Miller Theater in New York City, with the Detroit Symphony, the University of Minnesota, and the New England Conservatory of Music. The violinist Andrew Williams teaches at the Merritt School of Music. He's been on the faculty for 5 years. We'll introduce the others. Andrew Williams, violin, Clark Carruth, viola, Herine Koschak, cello, Eric Snoza, bass, for I Chrysanthemi by Puccini. Giacomo Puccini's I Crisantemi, Chrysanthemums, an elegy for string quartet, and played by a string quartet from Fifth House Ensemble, but consisting of violin, viola, cello, and bass. You are listening to 98.7 WFMT Chicago and this week's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert. The major work, the String Quartet No. 9 of Dmitri Shostakovich, dating from the last decade of his life, the work is in five movements. Thank you.
Thank you.
The String Quartet No. 9 of Dmitri Shostakovich, played by Fifth House Ensemble. Andrew Williams, violin, Clark Carruth, viola, Perrine Koshak, cello, and Eric Snoza, double bass. Earlier on their program, two short pieces, I Crisantemi by Puccini, and they began with two of them, the violinist and the cellist of the group, playing Johann Halvorsen's Passacaglia, based on Handel. Fifth House Ensemble, getting quite a reception from the audience today at Preston Bradley Hall. We hope you've enjoyed today's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert, presented live from Chicago's Cultural Center on Michigan Avenue at Washington Street. You're invited to stop by next Wednesday at 12:15 for a free concert by Masataka Goto, pianist. Or you can join us again by tuning in 98.7 WFMT. Musicians' accommodations provided by the Union League Club of Chicago. For upcoming Dame Myra Hess artists and programs, go to the IMF's website at imfchicago.org. Our engineer is Mary Mazurek. If you enjoyed this live performance on WFMT, one of several today, remember they are all made possible by members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. Become a WFMT member now by pledging online at WFMT.com. And now until next week, this is Carl Grapentine saying goodbye from Preston Bradley Hall and returning you to the WFMT studios.